In 1990, a federal repatriation policy was enacted to acknowledge the fundamental human rights of Native communities to their ancestral remains and cultural items. The law applies to all publicly funded institutions. The California State University System, or CSU, is the largest public university system in the United States and says it's committed to, quote, fully implementing the spirit as well as the legal requirements of both the Federal Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, NAGPRA, and the state's California Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, CalNAGPRA, end quote. However, one local university has been accused of withholding or delaying the repatriation process, while another has announced that it's moving forward. These revelations stem from a 2022 report by the state auditor titled, "The California State University System Must Do More to Ensure the Timely Return of Native American Remains and Cultural Items to Tribes."
My name is Cintra Agee, and I am full-time tenure track assistant professor of Native American Studies at CR.
In June of this year, College of the Redwoods announced that it would be repatriating Native regalia and other items that have been a part of the college's collection since they were acquired in the late 1970s, in order to be in compliance with NAGPRA and other related laws, which made it pivotal to return Native cultural items to their respective tribes and descendants.
There is a federal NAGPRA law, and that acronym MIMS stands for the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. And you're quite right that California has passed its own NAGPRA law. NAGPRA covers several excruciatingly important things and people that universities, colleges, museums, other educational and research institutes hold. So there is the thing of human remains and bringing tribes, tribal members and Native people, their dead, their ancestors, you know, so that they can have their family members back. NAGPRA also covers any objects, funerary objects that were found when, quote unquote, excavating these graves.
College of the Redwoods states that it has never been in possession of human remains or funerary objects. However, the institution does hold over 200 important items of cultural patrimony, which are also protected under NAGPRA. The college says it's actively working to return these items to tribes or descendants of their rightful owners.
You know, one of the things about the repatriation process is that we hope working with tribal governments to get these pieces home will help the larger efforts to keep growing. California law really drives home that tribes are the ones that have the expertise and that their identification of tribal affiliation and their identification of lineal descendants are the bottom line. And that does so much for changing the paradigm and practices that museums and colleges and universities, and indeed, you know, much of our society has in terms of thinking about and interacting with tribes and Native people.
Universities and institutions across the state and across the country have been accused of violating NAGPRA laws. In 2022, it was discovered that the Peabody Museum at Harvard University possesses clippings from over 700 Native children who attended boarding schools, along with over 6,000 human remains. Descendants and tribes have issued statements condemning this collection and calling for their return. Locally, College of the Redwoods says its collection is comprised of 212 objects of Native basketry, regalia, and other utilitarian items, which were reportedly purchased from local tribes by a local educator.
CR purchased this collection in 1978 from Alice Spinas, and Alice had bought The majority of the collection was bought by Alice, but the great bulk of it, she bought these directly from, again, for the most part, from basket weavers, primarily during the 1930s and 40s. It was Alice was very interested in what it, during that era, was called the arts and crafts movement within art and art history. And, you know, these are sacred objects. They're not, you know, just arts and crafts. The artwork is extraordinary. The handicraft is mind-blowing, but she was very interested in them as pieces of art. And then near or on her death, CR purchased them, and that would have been 1978.
Despite NAGPRA mandating that museums and federal agencies return these items to the descendants or affiliated tribes, a recent audit of the CSU system revealed that nearly 700,000 remains and culturally important items still need to be returned, despite decades of opportunity to do so. Although the law was passed in the early 1990s, College of the Redwoods is now actively working to be in compliance with NAGPRA.
Well, CR intends to repatriate everything it has, the entire collection, if the tribe and or the lineal descendants want us to give them back, to get them home. There are cases in which a tribe or a lineal descendant has said, you know, we'd prefer you keep them there for a variety of reasons, et cetera. And so once we get into consultation, you know, it's, again, this is very much about tribal sovereignty. So they will make the decisions, they and lineal descendants of the basket weavers will be making the decision about how, when, and where they want the items repatriated or not.
CalNAGPRA creates additional protections at the state level, including provisions for tribes who are not federally recognized. These laws require agencies and institutions that receive public funding to inventory their collections and identify items subject to repatriation. And consulting with affiliated tribes and lineal descendants is critical. When asked which tribes have belongings currently held at College of the Redwoods, Professor Adji remarked that the answer is complicated.
These collections across the country, across the world, are notorious for, are, let's say, problematic. And we could go into all of the dynamics and injustices that, and myopia, you know, and straight out ignoring Indigenous people that has plagued much of academia when it comes to Indigenous peoples and their living cultures, their living heritages. With all of that being said about tribal affiliation, the primary tribes represented in this collection are Yurok, Hupa, Wiat, and Kuk. And let's not forget that there are the rancherias have members with varying tribal identifications, and rancherias are something particular, it's very specific. They're only found in California, and they are characterized by being populated by folks that were from several different tribes that were put together after the ravages of forced and violent massacres and relocations.
In response to the state's audit, it was mandated that campus NAGPRA oversight committees be established. The 2022 report revealed that Cal Poly Humboldt was in violation of the act, as one of 12 campuses identified having repatriated zero objects, and is believed to be holding 21,900 cultural items. For more, we reached out to a tribal affairs representative at Cal Poly Humboldt. To help answer these questions and ensure belongings are returned appropriately, Indigenous leadership has been pivotal. In response to the state's audit, it was mandated that campus NAGPRA oversight committees be established. The 2022 report revealed that Cal Poly Humboldt was in violation of the act, as one of 12 campuses identified having repatriated zero objects, and is believed to be holding 21,900 cultural items. For more, we reached out to a tribal affairs representative at Cal Poly Humboldt.
My name is Adrienne Colgrove Raymond. I'm a special assistant to the president at Cal Poly Humboldt for tribal affairs and community engagement. I've been on campus for 24 years. I'm a member of the Hoopa Valley tribe and a descendant of Yurok as well.
While College of the Redwoods has publicly announced its intention to repatriate all of its items, Cal Poly Humboldt has not provided an update on its efforts, even after a bombshell report by the Times Standard in 2023. Notably, in 2018, Cal Poly Humboldt had the highest percentage of Native American students in the CSU system. So we asked how Indigenous students navigate the complexities of this issue within their educational institution.
You know, locally, we have a long history of advocates, Native people who've really worked really strongly to protect and our sacred sites, our cemeteries, tradition and culture of our Native people. And so we've been kind of cutting edge in respects to that. We've had great leaders who've kind of navigated that, because there has been so many instances where the people have really disregarded Native people and have, I know in the 70s and 60s and 70s earlier, perhaps, there was a lot of digging in the graves. I know we had some local things happen not recently up in Smith River and different areas of Trinidad. And so it's certainly a big concern for tribal people in particular. So working on a college campus and campuses have been, you know, violators in many regards to this across the nation. In the studies of anthropology, archaeology, and such. So for Native people working on the campus, you know, it's certainly an issue and of concern, and trying to make sure that things are done right. In 1990, NAGPRA was the Native American Graves Protection Act was established to help, you know, protect some of the artifacts and return them home for museums and from colleges and such. And we as a campus, I would say, you know, programs that we have, our Native programs on campus, it's been an issue that students talk about. It's been an issue that Native American Studies certainly addresses in many of their classes and courses. Something that has kind of radiated since I've been on campus, we've been talking about it. And unfortunately, the colleges, the UCs in particular, have not responded to NAGPRA, and they've had a lot of opportunity to do so over the years. So I just would say that it's something, an issue that certainly has resonated with many of the faculty and staff on campus.
In 2022, the auditor reported that Cal Poly Humboldt did not have an active NAGPRA committee or policy in place and did not consult with tribes before reviewing collections. However, she said that has since changed. And we asked if Cal Poly Humboldt has plans to return the 22,000 cultural items and what that process may look like.
In the fall of 2023, we've hired a NAGPRA coordinator who is going to be responsible, because the CSU is going to be held accountable for repatriating items. And the thing that is lacking or missing that has really stifled this process is that lack of policy and process and funding, you know, to make sure that this happens correctly. So the items at Humboldt, there was an inventory that was established in the early part of the year in 23. The items that we have on campus, it's my understanding that we don't have any human remains that we know of, and that the items are mostly, you know, chips and of rock and sediment and things like that. So I'm not sure how we're going to proceed, but our coordinator is looking into that. The first thing that she is doing is reaching out to all the tribes that have been involved that would have some lineage or some kind of connection to the items that we do have. And we recently, the CSU had held 10 listening sessions across the state. Cal Poly Humboldt was one of the hosts that we held about 2 weeks ago, where tribal leaders could come in, cultural and elected officials and community members could come in and share how they feel that the CSU, including Cal Poly, should move forward.
In an email to local reporter Sage Alexander with the Times Standard, Assemblymember Ramos, the first and only Native American serving in the state legislature, stated, quote, "It is a dishonorable and outrageous fact that Cal Poly Humboldt reported it had not returned any of the 21,900 items in its possession, despite the decades that have elapsed in which to comply with federal and state law," end quote. Since then, Assemblymember Ramos has held hearings and garnered the attention of the governor's office to put pressure on the CSU system to make things right.
Without a doubt, Assemblyman Ramos has been the leader in making things move forward and doing it through the governor's office, which impacts the California State University and the University of California as well, and working with the California Heritage Commission. So it's certainly been really a blessing to have him in there to help move this work forward.
And we asked if Cal Poly Humboldt has plans to return the 22,000 cultural items and what that process may look like.
In the CSU, they are putting together tribal advisory committees on each college campus, the 23 campuses. And then there is an oversight committee, that's advisory committee, that is being set up to oversee the entire system, the CSU system. And that's being led by the California Heritage Commission and tribal folks there who are helping to decide who will be members of those advisory committees. Once those advisory committees, there's also a committee that's set up primarily of, well, it is Native people throughout the CSU system who are going to help implement under new policies that will be designed. And they'll be designed after this listening sessions, the NAGPRA listening sessions are completed and compiled. I think it's unfortunate that it has taken so long for entities across the nation, you know, to respond to the needs of tribal people. I think it's very good that we have leadership, tribal leadership in legislators who are helping us move these issues forward. And I think it's going to take commitment from our tribal people across the state to participate and make sure that they, when they are called, you know, to become advisors or to participate, that they actually, you know, rise to the occasion and get in there and have a voice, because tribal consultation is a requirement of the legislation, and it's important for us all to participate.